Welcome to the Shift series with me, Kemi Nekfapil. I am a credentialed executive and personal coach, international speaker, facilitator, and author. I work with female leaders and entrepreneurs from all over the world. And as a coach, it is my role to support my clients to move from where they are to where they want to be. The Shift series is my commitment to giving all women access to the power of coaching. There are no top tips, no formulas, no advice. What you will find here is a collection of condensed coaching sessions, interspersed with personal storytelling and real-life situations, to empower you to dig into your internal resources and take action to move you forward. Please note, as an ICF credentialed coach, I work under a strict confidentiality agreement. Any client stories have been modified to protect the client. So let's begin. Today's episode explores loss. One thing I know for sure is the amount of loss that everyone experienced in 2020 and 2021. I am sure there are exceptions to the rule, but I have not had an encounter with anybody who has not lost something. As humans, we tend to compare loss as if one loss has more merit than another. This creates another form of loss, the loss of being able to express how we feel. In 2020, I worked with a global travel organization facilitating leadership work with 50 of their executive leadership team. Attending the meeting were the chief of staff and the communications director. One of the questions I asked on the second briefing conversation we had, on Zoom, of course, was, what is the main challenge your leaders are facing right now? They responded by telling me that they needed to keep the leadership team motivated because they would have to lay off between 50 and 100 team members each in the next 2 weeks. So motivation is an issue, I asked. What about loss? What loss? Said the communications manager. The feeling of loss your leaders will feel as they have to tell their team that they no longer have jobs. The feelings of loss the team members will feel when they realize they have lost their financial security. The feeling of loss your leaders will have when they realize that their jobs are no longer stable. The chief of staff and communications director looked at me through the screen. As I was the only person on the call whose first language was English, I wondered if maybe I needed to repeat myself. Loss, repeated the chief of staff. The communications manager's facial expression looked strained. Eventually, the communications manager said, "We have all lost so much through the pandemic. And we don't talk about it at work in the same way we talk about it in our personal lives. I think in communications, we find it easier to talk about motivation and big visions. But the reality is that no one in the organization is really engaging with our communications right now. In fact, no one is engaging with us at all right now." The chief of staff added, "I don't think I would have thought of loss before you said this. As a leader, I've never used the word loss at work before unless it was about profit and loss." From what you have told me about the loss of your organization, the global shutdown of so many branches, the people who have lost their jobs, those who are about to lose their jobs, the loss of teammates for the ones still standing, I think it would be a disservice not to create an opportunity for your leaders to express how they feel. Well, what we're doing right now isn't working, so we do need to change something, said the communications director. And the chief of staff said, "I will share with the organization through my weekly email what it has been like for me to lead during this time, of my own personal experience of loss and lack of stability." I asked if it would work if I held a 4-hour facilitated conversation about loss and then we gently moved into the topics of rebuilding and motivation. That would work very well for us, said the chief of staff. 3 weeks later, after thousands of people within the organisation had lost their jobs, I facilitated a four-hour session as we explored loss, stability, and motivation. We could have spent all day on loss. I had to pull the session back to the other objectives many times during our time together. So many people wanted to share their experiences. We live in a time where our ability as leaders is enhanced by our ability to create space and acknowledge the feelings and experiences of those that we lead. I am lucky to work with organisations and individuals that are wanting to create new and empowering forms of leadership for themselves and for their teams. Because the reality is, being human at work works. And now it's over to you. What have you lost as the pandemic has transformed the world? Have you allowed yourself to acknowledge your losses without comparing or ranking them against the loss of others? What one action can you take today that will cause you to shift forward so that you can start rebuilding? Not what one action might you take or try and take if you have the time, but what one action will you take today, and by when will your action be completed? Remember, one action, one shift at a time. And in the words of Elizabeth Kubler-Ross, the most beautiful people we have known are those who have known defeat, known suffering, known struggle, known loss, and have found their way out of those depths. If today's episode has given you the chance to see things differently, the opportunity to reflect or take action, please give a 5-star review on iTunes so the podcast is able to reach more women around the world. I have a question for you. What is your relationship to power? Power, A Woman's Guide to Living and Leading Without Apology, is my new book published with Penguin Random House and will be released into the world on March the 1st, 2022. Based on the 5 power principles of presence, ownership, wisdom, equality, and responsibility. Power blends inspiring stories with reflective coaching practices, providing the tools to navigate the challenges that impact who we are, from discrimination and burnout to trauma and self-doubt. Shift your thinking about what power is and who gets to have it so that you can live and lead without apology. Pre-order your copy now from the places that you buy books. Here's to living and leading without apology.